إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، indeed, from the most dangerous and severe diseases that can afflict the heart, الغفلة، الغفلة وحب الدنيا وإثارها على الآخرة. To be heedless and to love this life and to prefer this life over the hereafter. This life is brief and its joy does not last. And in reality, this life is a time and a trial that is appointed for each one of us, a test, an examination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبَلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That indeed, we have made everything on the earth as a beautification, an adornment, so that we may try them, so that we may try them to test them, to see who is best indeed. To test them to see who is best indeed. Much of mankind, they are lost, they are overcome, seeking their worldly pleasures, and they know nothing of the hereafter. And they seek in their whole life the early recompense and the reward from this life only. And they turn away from working for the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned from this in His book. And He mentioned, subhana, وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, it is the promise of Allah. And Allah, He does not go back on His promise. But the majority of mankind, they do not know. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لا يعلمون. The majority of mankind, they do not know. يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. All they know is that which is apparent from this worldly life. يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا. They know this worldly life and that which is apparent. All they know and realize and all they strive and lust for is this physical life. That which they see and understand is this reality that is facing them now. The tangible life, the life of wealth or prosperity, or the life that is in front of them of technology and engineering, and the different sciences and the different trades and the diplomas and the degrees and the status and rank. This is all they know. If you ask them about these affairs, they have great knowledge of these issues. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But at the same time, and this is blameworthy, they are heedless of the hereafter. They're heedless of the hereafter. All they know is this tangible and worldly life, and all they're hastening and racing for, and all that they desire is the pleasure of this life. And they're heedless of the hereafter. Heedless that an angel will come and take the soul. The soul of the righteous is taken with honor and respect, and taken with gentleness and kindness. And the soul of the wicked is taken with force and violence. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They are heedless of the hereafter, of the trials in the grave and the resurrection and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're heedless of these affairs, and this is the true life. The true life is the life in the hereafter. This life is just a test. From the greatest means to treat this disease, the disease of heedlessness, and preferring this life over the hereafter, is to reflect. is to reflect on the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reflect on the signs of Allah azza wa jal, al-ayat, al-shar'iyya, the legislative signs which are read in his book and recited, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise al-ayat al-kawniyya, and likewise al-ayat al-kawniyya, the universal signs that are witnessed by our eyes and witnessed around us in the environment and in the seasons and even in our own souls. And like this Allah, he says, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ Did they not ponder and reflect over their own selves? Did they not ponder and reflect over their own souls? Meaning, had they pondered and reflected over their own souls, they would realize the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal and His majesty. They will realize the authority of Allah Azza wa Jal and His power. They will realize the great wisdom and supreme knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will surrender to Him and they will work in His pleasure. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجْرٍ مُسَمَّى Allah, He did not create the heavens and the earth and that which is therein, except in truth and for an appointed term. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ لَكَافِرُونَ And indeed, many from mankind, they are in disbelief. They are in disbelief with regards to the meeting of their Lord. Heedlessness from this affair is the greatest means for destruction and failure in this life and the hereafter. We were not created for this life. We were created for the hereafter. This life is a trial and a test. Our life is going to go away. Our life is going to go away. And this life is going to go away. And we're going to return to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us back to life, a new life. He will bring us back to new life. And He will take us to account for our creed and our belief and our statements and actions and deeds. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a believer, he must strive in this affair, pondering over the clear signs and verses of the book of Allah azza wa jal, and pondering over the signs in the creation. One, he can have great benefit and he can realize the majesty of Allah azza wa jal by the permission of Allah azza wa jal, and he can surrender and submit to Allah in humbleness and in submission and obedience, seeking His reward and fearing His punishment. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pondering over the seasons is a great means to reflect and to realize the greatness of Allah azza wa jal, and likewise to realize the wisdom from this creation. If we look just a few months ago, many of these trees, barakallahu fikum, they're thriving and they're striving and they're brilliant and green and there's much life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the seasons change by His command and permission and by His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, those trees, they die and they wither and they go away and the leaves, they fall. And it's as if they did not even exist yesterday or never even alive. And this is the reality of our life likewise, that at this time we are strong and we are healthy. We're thriving, we're striving in our life, and we have brilliance in our knowledge and understanding, in our minds, in our intellects, and in our health, and our prosperity, and our families, but that's going to go away. It will not last. That's going to go away. It will not last. Just like the life of these trees, the life of the environment around us. Whenever the wintertime comes, it withers up. It withers up and it dies and it goes away. But likewise, as the seasons they move and as the days and nights they change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brings those same trees back to life. Whenever the springtime comes and He sends the rain, subhanahu, the summertime comes, He brings those same trees. Those same trees that are withered and dead at this time that we witness with our eyes, He brings them back to life and they come back flourishing and green, full of great fruit and benefit. Full of great fruit and benefit. وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ In the same manner you'll be brought back. كَذَلِكَ النُّشُورَ In the same manner you'll be brought back to life. كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجَ In the same manner you'll be brought back. So many verses in the book of Allah clarifying these affairs, to ponder over the creation around us, to realize that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is our creator, and that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has encompassed all things in knowledge, and that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the most forgiving and most merciful for those who take a path. For those who take a path to His mercy. So therefore, a believer, he should reflect on the surrounding and reflect on the book of Allah. He should reflect on the surroundings, on the environment, upon his own soul, and he will have great benefit and reflect upon the book of Allah. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ And in the earth there are signs. And in the earth there are signs for people who have certainty in their faith. لِلْمُوقِنِينَ They have certainty in their faith. And in your own selves, do you not see? Will you not see? Will you not reflect? And you will not remember that at one time you did not exist? And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created you in the womb of a woman in a manner that is well known. And then He sent an angel with a life by His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you came out of the womb as a child and you grew into this day. Allah Azza wa Jal, He will send another angel to take that soul, and then there will be a recompense, and then there will be a recompense, and there is a life after death. There's a life after death, a resurrection and accountability in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is the true life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانَ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. And indeed, the home of the hereafter is the true life, if they only knew. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. عما بعد, it's been collected by Imam Muslim from the Hadith al-Mustawrid رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he struck for them a great example. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he struck for them a great example, clarifying the insignificance of this life compared to the hereafter. Clarifying the insignificance of this life compared to the hereafter. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Wallahi, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِسْبَعَهُ هَذِهِ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا تَرْجِعُ. فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا تَرْجِعُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he swear by Allah. In this narration, he swears by Allah, and he's the most truthful and honest sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is to emphasize, Wallahi, مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ, that this worldly life compared to the hereafter is nothing, except that one of you will take this finger of his and he will place it in the sea. And he will place it in the sea. And then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so let him look what comes back. Let him look what comes back. And if we reflect and we ponder over this example and parable that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making in this narration, and there is great benefit. If one were to take his finger and to place it in the sea, and then to pull it back and look at the amount on his finger that remains in comparison to the sea, one, he will say, this is nothing. The one who puts his finger in the sea, and then he draws it out, the water remaining on his finger in comparison to that which is in the sea, is as if it's nothing. Because of its insignificance, the amount is so little. The amount is so little. But then likewise, if we continue to reflect, that little amount, it will only remain on the finger for a brief moment, will evaporate and go away. That little amount that remains on the finger, in comparison to the water, it will only remain on the finger for a brief moment, and in seconds it will be dry and gone. So it's so insignificant. It's so insignificant, this life. Is so insignificant compared to the hereafter. The hereafter is the true life. The hereafter is the life to work for. In the hereafter, there is the meeting of Allah and the standing before Allah. لَيْسَ بَيْنُهُ وَبَيْنُهُ تُرْجُمَانِ. No one to mediate. One will stand in front of his Lord directly, and Allah Azza wa Jal will take each individual to account. And it's easy for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the most kind and most merciful for those who take a path to his mercy. But likewise, he is the most severe in punishment for those who turn away from his deen and they belittle his commandments and show no respect for his prohibition, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, he mentioned in his book, وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You must know that Allah, he is severe in punishment. And you must know that Allah, he is the most forgiving and merciful. So this life, it does not last. And this life is a life, a time for working and preparation. We do not know when our lives will end. And we ask Allah from his grace and mercy to give us a long life upon his obedience. But the reality is that it is brief. And we do not know when that will be. But the people of knowledge have clarified a great benefit. What is not important to know when one will die. But what is important is how one will die. What condition will he be in on that day? What condition would he be in on that day? Would he be upon the straight path? Will he be upon it tawheed? Would he be upon the sunnah? Would he be upon obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal? Would he have striven that day to establish the prayers in the congregation in the proper time, in the best manner? Or was he heedless on that day? Or negligent on that day? Would he have been la? So therefore, a believer, he must strive every day of his life to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal by learning his beautiful names and attributes and striving to know him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his signs in his book, and likewise his signs in his creation. And the one who knows Allah Azza wa Jal, he will love him. He will love him and he will strive to please him and seek his pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will flee from his anger. Fleeing to Allah from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience. One who will strive likewise to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it's by His way that one can truly reach the pleasure of Allah. And no one is able to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla except by obeying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are of the most important affairs, to have care and concern for the religion. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid din." In the hadith of Muawiyah, which is mutafakun alayhi, whomsoever Allah wants good for, He will grant him understanding in the religion. He will have understanding of this life. He will not be deceived by this life. He will not be deceived by his health. He will not be deceived by his wealth. He will not be deceived by his children. He will realize that this is a favor from Allah and a test. And he will strive to use those favors and blessings of Allah in his pleasure. And he will strive to never use the favors and the blessings of Allah to disobey him. He will be shy from this. And if he slipped on that path, he will seek repentance to Allah. And he will know that Allah, He is the most forgiving and merciful for those who truly seek repentance. So this is a life of striving. This is a life of effort. And the one who is truly striving in this life, hoping for the hereafter, many times for this individual, Allah will open this life for him. And He will grant him the good of this life before the hereafter. And a believer, he can participate in the joys of this life with his family, with his friends, and with his loved ones, with his brothers, in the limits of Allah, in the deen of Allah, upon the religion of Allah, upon the straight path. And this is true happiness and true joy. And this is true happiness and true joy. Allahumma aslih lana deenana alladhi huwa ismatu amrina wa aslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashuna وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا وجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير وجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم